The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Good morning. Come on up and have a seat. How's everybody doing today? Been all right. It's a little warmer today, at least. Been pretty cold lately. Here they come. All right, guys, come on up and have a seat. Well, the first thing I want to do today is tell you that the gospel lesson is tough. It's got a lot of stuff that in it that makes it really hard. And I got two stories to tell about that, but before I do, I want you to check something out here. Okay, let me see if I can get it open here. Let's try this one, maybe it'll work a little better. I want you to kind of just take a real quick whiff of this and see what you think, okay? All right, I'll hold it open for you and just take just a little sniff. You should see the eyes up here right now.
Take a little sniff.
They're going. You know why? What is it? I got vinegar in here. All right, I'm going to close this one up, and we'll keep it right here. Now I'll tell you the stories. When I worked at a church a while ago, Pastor and I were sitting in the office, and we were talking about getting people for a real important committee for the church. And in walks one of the members, and it was a lady. And we said, "Oh, she would be great." So the pastor says, "Would you consider being on this committee?" And she said, "I don't know. Who's on it?" And so he started naming the people that we've already asked. And he got about halfway through the list, and she said, "Nope, stop right there. I will not serve on that committee." Pastor goes, "Why?" Says, "You just named somebody that I've got a big problem with." "Really? Why?" "Oh, I don't remember." "Well, how long ago was it?" "Well, it was before you." "Oh, well, the pastor had been there 6 years. "Okay, well then, hold it a minute. That was the pastor before me." "No, it was the one before that." "Well, that added up to almost 20 years at that point." And she said, "Yeah, as a matter of fact, she comes in and sits on that side of the congregation. I'm going to sit on that side." Imagine that. She was so upset with that person that she wouldn't even sit on the same side. Story number two, same church. This gospel lesson came up one Sunday that I had to preach. And one of the ladies is sitting in the council, and she sat there and did the devotional, and she says, "I had a problem with a person in the church, and then I heard this sermon and this lesson, and I went to that person, and we talked, and guess what? Now we're good friends again." and it felt like a big boulder had been lifted off. So there's two different stories, aren't there? One, that they're so mad at each other they don't even remember what it was. But it was kind of like this. And it was something ugly and smelly, and it just kind of sat there. And you know what? It could break open again, and then it gets smelly again. And something else is, you smelled it like that, but if I was to break this bag open and just put it right here, all of a sudden it'd start to smell over there, and smell over there, and you would all start to be involved in it. That's kind of what these things do. Forgiveness is hard. That lady said it took a lot of effort to make go and talk to that person. But if somebody doesn't take this and throw it in the trash, it's still sitting here, and it can still break open and smell. In the gospel, it says, do a very important thing called the golden rule. It says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. In other words, if you don't want somebody to be ugly to you, don't be ugly to them. And take the effort to take the ugliness and take it and throw it in the trash. Because it'll be like a big rock burden lifted off your back like that lady. And hopefully, everybody will be able to sit where they want to and not have to worry about sitting where somebody else isn't. Okay? So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words about forgiveness. Help us to remember that it's not an easy thing to do, but if we don't do it, things will still remain, and things will keep us apart, and maybe even keep us from doing your will. Be with us and help us to do unto others as they would do unto us, and to forgive people. Amen. Thank you.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This scripture reading that we read from Luke's Gospel is probably one of the most powerful scripture passages as far as us living here on this earth. But at the same time, it's also one of the most difficult things for us to follow along. Sometimes it just doesn't make sense because it doesn't follow what we have learned throughout life. Life lessons do not teach us this thing that's here in the gospel. It just doesn't make sense to us. I mean, listen to it again. Love your enemies. What is that supposed to mean? I mean, isn't the whole idea of having enemies is so that you don't have to like them, so that you can hate them, so that you can be mad at them? Isn't that what an enemy is? Is somebody that butts heads with you? Or do good to those who hate you? Why would you do good to somebody who hates you? What good does that do? Bless those who curse you. When somebody's cursing you, do you want to say thank you and may you have a nice day? Do you want to bless them after they've just chewed you out? Pray for those who abuse you. Prayer may be, well, I hope a stone falls on their head. Why would we want to pray good for somebody who is hurting us and abusing us? If anyone strikes you on the cheek, what do you want to do? You want to turn around and slap them just as hard, or maybe even harder. But here it says, offer the other cheek. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. If somebody takes something away from you, what do you want? You want it back. You're going to take it back. You're going to get it back no matter what you want. You're not going to offer them something else. You're not going to give them something else and say, here, you had my coat. Why don't I take my shirt as well then too? This just doesn't make sense. It doesn't sound like it's reasonable for any of us. We grow up we live in a time where we look as the strong people who are able to retaliate, who won't stand up for things being done against them. They get back, they get even, they hold score. They stand up and they fight. They retaliate. They hold on to their own. And that's what we look at for strong people. You know, they're not going to stand for this kind of stuff. But here it seems completely different from that whole idea. That whole idea of stand up and take care of business. Do it. We're taught to retaliate. We're taught to hold on to our own, to stand up. And that's the people that we admire that can do those kind of things. You know, Jesus, when he first spoke these words, in that day and time, again, it was that same mentality that we have today. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. If somebody pokes out your eye, well, you got the right to poke their eye out. If somebody clubbers you in the mouth, then you got the right to clobber somebody else in the mouth and knock out their tooth. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You can do it right back to them if they have done it to you. And that's what the people in that day and time were used to. Do it right back to them. So I imagine these words, when Jesus spoke them for the first time, when they heard these words for the very first time, was a shock. What in the world is Jesus saying here? And I think maybe that was part of the attraction, why he had such large crowds following him. You never knew what he was going to say next. But he said it in a way that even though it didn't make sense, it still made sense. You know, as we start to look at this, at these things of what to do, or how to handle life situations when we're in those things, in a sense, it does make it makes sense to us. Again, you know, we look at the strong person as the one who will stand up, who will fight back, who will be aggressive. This golden rule that we read here today, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, is changed in our time to do unto others before they do unto us. And so that's our attitude. But here, this is completely different in our lesson today. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Jesus spoke these words to a crowd that had never heard anything like this before. Oh yeah, in the Old Testament, there are stories of forgiveness. I mean, we just read a wonderful story out of Genesis this morning as well, then too, of Joseph forgiving his brothers. His brothers sold him into slavery into Egypt. I mean, and Joseph became the second most powerful person in Egypt. He could have done anything in the world to his brothers. But what he did is he forgave them. And what a wonderful story it ended up. It was through God's plan that Joseph was able to do that and save the Hebrew people. And here in this story then too, you know, we look at the strong person, but I say that is not the strong person who wants to retaliate, who wants to fight back. Rather, instead, to follow what it says. Do good to those who hate you. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, I'll offer the others also. Now, these aren't passive things. This isn't just being passive. This is not just sitting back and taking it. It's not just hoping that all these bad things will go away. These are action things that Jesus is telling us to do. He's saying, take action. If you have enemies, take care of it. And how do you take care of it? You love your enemies. Boy, I tell you what, that'll throw them off their feet. If their enemy is trying to do bad things to you, and instead you show them love, that's going to throw them off their feet. Or do good to those who hate you. If somebody hates you and is shouting at you and doing everything else and holding that grudge against you, and you're nice to them, what's that do for them? You know, I think a lot of this stuff, a lot of the animosity that we do see in this world is because of fear. We are afraid of other people. And so we think we have to protect ourselves. We have to strike out after them. We have to hurt them. We have to knock them down. We have to curse them. Because that's the only way to handle our enemies, is to hurt them. But when we do these things, these are action things. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. This is doing something. It's not being passive. It's not just being a floor mat. We are doing something active. If somebody strikes you on the cheek, turn the other cheek. Tell you what, to do these things, to turn the other cheek, is not acting in fear. That's acting in strength. To be able to do that, to be able to do those things. These are action things. These are not passive things. This is saying that God's love is more important than your hate. God's love, God's blessings are much stronger than your curses. Christ calls us to follow Him. Jesus did these things. We think about His ministry as how He wandered around the countryside, how people came to Him and He healed them. He made them well. He cast out the demons. These are action things. He took action in the evil in the world. I wouldn't consider Jesus weak. He lived this life. He may have been seen weak at the time of His arrest, because He didn't fight back. Or He may have been seen as weak because when He was on trial, because He did not offer testimony to get Himself released. He may have looked weak to the world. But I tell you what, it takes a lot of strength. It takes a strong person to be able to do these things. Because these are not passive things. These are active things to show that love of God. Christ calls us into action. And like I said, this passage is a wonderful passage, but at the same time, it's a very difficult passage for us because it seems to go counter to everything that we have learned in this life. And our first reactions, and when we react out of fear, is to lash back out. It takes a strong person to be able to follow Christ. Nobody ever said Christianity was easy. It is difficult at times. But Christ calls us to take up our cross and follow Him. Amen.